The U.S. Department of Education says Title I funding would be threatened if schools don't sign a letter saying they comply with civil rights laws. Title I is a federal program that provides funding to school districts with a high percentage of children from low-income families. It's designed to help ensure all students can meet academic standards. Wisconsin received about $216 million in Title I funds this year. State Superintendent Jill Underley says the Department of Public Instruction is reviewing the Trump administration's authority to require this action. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon has not clearly defined what the administration considers a violation of civil rights law. The administration says school districts are using DEI programs to discriminate against one group of Americans to favor another. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.